Okay, so the time right now is 1:38 p.m. on Saturday, February 17th, 2024. And my daughter was just arguing with me, upset about a lot of things that are true. But while she was arguing with me and frustrated about all the things that are wrong here, I was like, squeezed in my vaginal area, like someone squeezing me in my vaginal area and my rectum, right? And then I was like Radio One played on the side of my head by Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Frederick V. Price, Westman Hospitals, Biotech. And I always say that it's a covet. You're always looking for a vulnerable moment. You're hiding behind my children, and you're denying us money. You're denying us resources while your biotech is in my body. And you want my body. You want my body. You want the truth about my body. And you want to try to find any way you can to rip our house apart by just denying us money, resources, and then using the biotech on me all at the same time. So this is what I want to say. My issue with my daughter is, one, she's disrespectful. That has nothing to do with the biotech in my body. However, I feel like that major element has been sparked and deliberately agitated and conditioned and set up for a collision because of the financial destitution that myself and my children have lived under, not having hardly any money, while my designs, my words, the biotech in my body, the research from the biotech in my body, my manuscript, some of my patent designs have been stolen, literally stolen. I can even prove it. I have a patent on one of my smart stand-ups, and then I had another patent that I filed, which is a modification to the design, and someone has a patent on my patent. Like, I have a patent, but they have a patent on my patent, on a modification of my design. And then I have biotech in my body that does all these things to me. And me and my kids are living like 300% below poverty. And we have a lot of poor man arguments. And then while my daughter is like screaming at me to the top of her lungs, saying all these things, someone is like squeezing my vaginal area and then buzzing the side of my head. And to me, you try to use the biotech in a way that reflects your own character. Like, whoever was doing that to me, I feel like you try to mock me with the biotech. And I feel like I see right through that. And I always make people laugh when I say that. I say you're jealous that the biotech is in my body, because you keep coming for me, trying to attack me at times, at very vulnerable times when I'm talking to my daughter. So the way you use the biotech says a lot about your own character, right? So you're squeezing me in my vaginal area, and then you're like buzzing the side of my head. The thing is, the biotech was snuck in my body. I never consented to it. So you trying to mock me with the biotech to teach me a lesson, you're not teaching me any lessons. To me, it's just showing me your character and the way you use it. And then I'm still beautiful, smart, and educated, calm, and all collected, and all of those things, even while you're doing that to me, while my daughter's screaming at me. So I already know that you're like collective. Trying to break me.
Collective.
Both financially, you're trying to break me mentally, you're trying to break me physically, but what it's doing is it's breaking my children. You're like hurting my kids by denying me truth, by denying me justice, by denying me financial restitution, my kids have been traumatized by all of this. All of this. They're like, my daughter was just screaming how she has nothing. Now, her mouth is a whole separate issue. I feel like regardless if you have something or nothing, you still need to know how to talk to people. So that's just separate. But I do feel like the situation has been deliberately concocted, conditioned, and agitated for her to have a collapse. And you've done it to me. You've done it to my son. You've done it to my other daughter. Even some of the people in my kids' environment, I feel like some of the people that have been in my kids' environment have been there as a conditioned method for collapse. You have not support, like you put biotech in my body and left me and my kids living 300% below poverty where we can't even afford to pay our bills and cover our expenses and keep our thing and keep ourselves safe. And then you try to control what I do, where I go, what I say, and you don't have the right to do that. I'm 46 years old. I have a bachelor's from Drexel, a master's from Grand Canyon University. I was in a PhD program. I've been married, divorced, and I have 3 grown kids. I can do what I want to do, go where I want to go. I'm not chattel. I'm not your property. And I feel like under U.S. law, I'm due restitution under the law for violating my human and civil rights. I should have enough money and resources to cover all of my expenses. And I feel like a lot of these arguments that my kids are having would not even be happening. I do feel like regardless of how much money you have, if you don't know how to talk to people, you're still going to have a problem. And that's just like a lesson that has to be learned. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or middle class. You still need to know how to talk to people. So that's the separate lesson. But I do feel like people get indignant when they are backed into a corner, when their environment is frustrated, when things are just all wrong, including our bathroom, the cold water, the kitchen, the raining from the ceiling, just everything is just very fucked up. But the biotech in my body functions like a fine-tuned machine. The biotech in my body, whoever's squeezing my vaginal area, and by the way, I did a recording yesterday saying that I figured out how to block the sexual urgencies that come with the biotech. I feel the vibration like on my leg, but it doesn't feel like sex. So I found a way to block that. It doesn't feel like sex. It actually feels like you're the same thing you do to my leg. So whatever the actual elements of what that sensation is, I blocked something. I don't know what it is, but it's different. It's not even the same anymore. Aha. You can't make me fuck myself. You try. So you try to go through my vaginal area and it's blocked. The sensation is blocked. So then you try to go through my rectum. You try to squeeze and pump my rectum. So it kind of gets me to the point where I want to fuck myself. So you're trying. You've been trying, but it hasn't been working. You tried all last night. Whoever keeps trying to digitally fuck me, you tried all last night. You try to go through my vaginal area. The sensation is gone. It's not there anymore. So you try to go through my rectum. And all it does is make it doesn't do what it was doing before. So I did figure out a way to block it. I keep wanting you to try. I bring it up in the recordings because I know that it's like this fucking bitch. Who the fuck does she think she is? So you're going to try even more because the whole thing is about control. You want to be able to control me, control my kids, control my environment. You want to be able to control the narrative. You know what to do. You even the guy that walked across the street with a license plate in his hand real slow and looked up at the car. You know my kids. You know how it is here. You know, of course, and my daughter literally has lost it. Like, predictable. It's predictable. Like, honestly, it's like playing chess. You know my kids. You know how they function. You know how they move. You know how the desperate situation we're in. You have fucking conditioned our environment. You deliberately deny me money and resources to cover my expenses and my bills and to make sure that everything that we have is safe. There's water coming in my back off my back porch into my kitchen. It has been for almost a year. And now I had to move my microwave months ago. The cameras prove it. I have cameras everywhere. I moved my microwave to the kitchen table months ago. Okay. You don't give a, you're trying, you know, the whole truth is, if my daughter blows up, and this thing, which she might, the truth might come out about my implant, and so why are you trying to set my daughter up to explode? The chips might fall where they may, you know. I don't want her to explode. I would like to have enough money to pay all of our bills, to cover all of our expenses, like we should, because I know you made fucking millions off of my manuscript. I know you made fucking millions off of my manuscript. I know you made fucking millions off of the biotech that's in my body. I know you made fucking millions off of a lot of my ideas and my designs and some of my patent designs. I know you have. I know you made money off of my podcast and my words. I know you made a whole lot of fucking money, and I'm a U.S. citizen. So for some reason, you think it's okay to keep denying us money and restitution. And if the shit just blows up everywhere, the truth is going to come out. Publicly, in the law, inside the courtroom, right? And then whoever is responsible for this, you're going down. And so that's how I feel. It's not really much for me to do. I only did the recording to document what someone is doing to me. And by the way, I'm recording on 3 different recorders. So it's like, because the one, the 267 number, the recorder paused. It paused. And I think this is the one that someone actually might be, like, it might be hacked. But it actually paused. But it's okay, because I got it on 2 different other recorders. 2 different other ones. I made sure to do that. So, I don't know. I just feel like I'm trying my best and the situation is impossible. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to get death. You're trying to get death because my daughter is at a point where I feel like she might do something stupid. And I've been trying to tell her she's getting baited. I've been trying to tell her that this is a setup because we don't have hardly no money. And then her car, even when I was about to get her car inspected, they told it. This other young lady has been living here with me, and I don't know her family or nothing, but she seems to not have a place to live. And now, just last week, suddenly she moved back into her house. I feel like there's a lot going on around me that I'm not sure about, but I know it all has to do with you covenanting the truth about the biotech in my body, even how you attack me, squeeze my vaginal area, and do all this stuff to me while my daughter's arguing with me. It's all going to come to a head. And the sad part is you're trying to extract the truth and my body in a way where we become villainized so you can get it for free and without accountability. That's how I feel. You like, no one protects a villain. You want it to come when it didn't really have to happen that way. Like, I should have had a civil rights attorney. I should have had a human rights attorney. I should have been able to get restitution. But you're trying to do it in a way where you're not held accountable for what you've done to me. And I feel like even the people that set it up, like, if you knew that I had this biotech in my body and you let me and my kids live like this and let it fall apart so you can get the other side, you should be in jail right next to the person you were trying to get, because you sacrificed me and my kids for a science project, or for whatever reasons you sacrificed this. I literally feel like you should be in jail next to whoever did this to me. I do. I feel like we shouldn't be living here like this. We 9 years, we shouldn't be living here like this. And whoever keeps trying to digi fuck me, I cut that off without hurting myself. So it's kind of like, I'm not your property. I'm not intimidated. And my daughter can hate me for the rest of her life. She can say whatever she wants about me. I know the truth. I know the truth. And I know she's in pain. I know she's hurting. She deserves hot water. She deserves to live in a nice house. She deserves to have a safe car. She deserves all of that. But she do need to work on the way she talks to people. Now, that I feel like with money, without money, that's a lesson she going to learn on her own. I try to tell her. But other than that, I feel like she might be a lot nicer with hot water. She might be a lot nicer living in a better housing situation. She might be a lot nicer not feeling so stressed about food and money. And she might be a lot nicer in a different circumstance. You change the environment, it changes the person. That's how I feel. You change the environment, it changes the person. Sometimes the environment is stressful. So She don't have no one to blame but me. I'm her mother. So it's fine. I'll take the blame for it. But we all know that I got this biotech in my body, and whoever keep trying to digi-fuck me and squeeze my brain and all that shit on U.S. soil with a fucking constitution, the way that y'all have us living here is evil, and it is a crime, and we should not be living like this, and I should have plenty of money. Money left over after what has been done to me. Period.
And actually, the young lady is still here. She's hybrid. She moved back with her mother, but she still stays here off and on. So I think her mom is living in a house with other women. So I don't know. So I do want to correct that. And this, I basically let the recording I just did play out. That's that. Hey, Google, what time is it?
It's 10:03 a.m.
Hey, Google, what's today's date?
It's Wednesday, February 14th, 2024.
Okay, so at 9:44 a.m., my buttocks was vibrated out of bed, and the same thing has been happening for months. And this is because Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Frederick V. Price, West Bend Hospital, snuck illegal surgical biotech in my body during a hysterectomy on May 12, 2015, 9 years ago. Today is February 14, 2024. So May 12, 2024 will be a full 9 years that I've had this biotech in my body. Biotech that I've complained about to doctors who lie. Police I've called about the attacks that happens to my body who don't do anything. Attorneys who I call tell me that I have to have proof that the biotech is in my body. And when I go to the doctors to get the proof, they just lie. For months now, I've been getting buzzed out of my bed at different times, every morning. Yesterday, I took a note. I didn't do a recording yesterday. I just notated when I was buzzed out of my bed. So let's see what I said. About the time, because I did take a note. Okay, so I said, buttocks buzzed at 8:10 a.m. on February 13th. No recording today. However, I did a recording yesterday morning, which is on my latest podcast. So, I have a podcast called Human Capital Podcast. I've had it for years. I stopped posting on my podcast for a long time, and I just restarted again when I realized that no one was going to admit the truth about what's been happening to me. I've been calling the police over several months, almost every other day, about some of the attacks that I've been inflicted with this biotech in my body. I could tell that I'm doing my recording so much different than what I would do it if I wasn't on video. I could just tell, just by the way I'm starting off, that I never do my recordings on video because for some reason I articulate my message, differently. So, and what I mean by that is I never want to be the victim. Even though I am a victim, I don't want to communicate as a victim. I communicate what happens to me for documentation for the purposes of getting accountability one day for the egregious acts being inflicted on me. But I don't allow what someone is trying to do to me to affect how I see myself. And I see myself as a victor. I don't see myself as a victim, meaning the person that is doing this to me, I say this all the time, they really don't have any power without my response. So it's kind of like, but the point is, it shouldn't be being done to me. That is like the whole point of me documenting and trying to get accountability. Like, I wrote a manuscript. It's called What's the Matter? The Psychology of Feeling. It's on Kindle. I published it with two different publishers. It's 538 pages. And I feel like my words are being suppressed. My truth about the biotech that's in my body is being suppressed. I feel like someone is trying to mock me with the biotech because they want to redirect my conversation in a low bar way. So, for instance, I have claimed that a lot of the perspective that is in Oppenheimer is me, a black woman, that Oppenheimer did not feel electromagnetic waves running through his body. He used it to blow up people and destroy people. That perspective, a lot of the things that he said in Oppenheimer was from my manuscript. It was how I described the biotech that is in my body, the electromagnetic waves that hits my skin, and how I function every day in this social environment with this biotech in my body, how it affects me physically, how it affects me emotionally, how it affects me socially, how it affects me cognitively, you know, like the learning curve that I had to go through dealing with biotech, electromagnetic waves hitting my skin every day, burning my skin, vibrating my body, pin stabbing my skin, shocking my fingers. I said that I'm radioactive from the tips of my toenails to the fibers in my hair, that I feel everything from the lightest feather to a heavy vibration, or anything that happens to me, I'm radioactive. And I used scientific theories, some from rudimentary historical psychological theories that couldn't contemplate the use of Bluetooth technology, biotech inside the human body, meaning they weren't using electricity, they weren't using Bluetooth technology, they weren't using this type of technology inside the human body. So they couldn't have contemplated what the psychological impact would be on a human who feels this every day, all day, and how it's been used on me. They couldn't have had that perspective. They weren't feeling it. Like I said, a physicist, a coder, a designer, a surgeon can't tell you how something feels. They can tell you how it functions. And even with them telling you how it functions, they can only confirm that once they get response and feedback from me. So they don't know anything. They don't know anything about what they designed, what they implanted, what they coded, without actually utilizing it and using it on a human and receiving feedback from that human about what it feels like to see, even observing how it functions. They need me, the subject. A lot of these movies, a lot of these perspectives are not, that was not, some of the things that they used, some of the things that Oppenheimer said was the perspective of a black woman. A black woman that they snuck biotech in back in 2015 and have lied about it. And someone keeps trying to mock me and degrade me in a low bar way by doing low bar things to me. And so I was going to say that, you know, there's a thing called cause and effect, right? So it's like, why is someone buzzing me out of my bed every morning, right? Other things are happening to me throughout the day, but this is what I'm specifically talking about in this recording. I could talk about the tons of other things that are happening to me. I do want to say that I'm very proud of myself as far as things that I've learned and discovered and taught others about by them hacking my recordings, by them observing me and my environment, by them reading and my journaling and my manuscripts and my PhD papers. I'm discovering things every day to combat the adversities that someone is trying. Someone wants to use the biotech as like an overseer or a confederacy, and you can't use it that way. You're not going to be able to use me to use it that way. Number one, it's illegal. Number two, this is not 1865. This is, 2024. This was done to me in 2015. I don't have a slave mentality. I was born in 1977. I don't think like a slave. I'm not a slave. You're not going to use the biotech to get me to function as a slave. I don't know how someone is able to do this to me for this amount of time. But I do the recordings because I feel like eventually there'll be accountability. So I wanted to brainstorm about something else. It's really not like a brainstorm. It's more just, I've always said in my manuscript, I talk about a lot of things. I talk about, you know, the way that this biotech is being used. I talk about why this biotech should not be used this way. I talk about the way the biotech could be used, is being used in other industries, and all the other things that comes along with this biotech. I talk about the urgency for accountability for this biotech in regards to humans, but specifically women, and the impact that this biotech could have on women and their bodies, and the things that are being done with the biotech to women's bodies, the misuse and abuse, the incognito, egregious things that are being done to women's bodies with this biotech, and how it can't remain secret if it's being misused and abused. Right. So it's like, in order to say that something is national security and that it has to remain secret, there has to be accountability for it, and it can't be misused and abused. It's kind of like you can't keep atomic bombs secret if people are handing them out like candy and putting them all over the country. Right. You can't keep that secret. Right. It's the same thing with electromagnetic waves and you sneaking biotech in the human body. You can only keep something top secret is if there's accountability and it's not being misused or abused. If you have bad actors that are misusing and abusing a very powerful weapon on someone else's body, then you can't keep that secret. You have to have accountability for what Allegheny Health Network had the permission and funding to do to my body at my expense for their profit. So they benefited from using my body at my expense for their technology. And now somebody is misusing and abusing the technology that is in my body, that they snuck in my body for their profit, their benefit, their research at my expense. You know, like, they use my body. I can't do surgery to myself. You know, this was snuck in my body and someone is misusing it. But moving forward, I said that the coders, the designers, the surgeons should not have been able to sneak biotech in my body if they weren't able to track the digital footprint of who has access to the biotech, not just who has access, but what has access, meaning what equipment has access. They should know the five W's of who, what, when, where, and why someone would be using their technology on another human's body. They should know the geographical location inside the body and on the map of when this biotech is being used. And I don't think that they know. I don't think that they know who. I don't think that they know what. I don't think that they know when. I don't think that they know where. And I don't think that they know why, which is very... You say that I'm not smart. I know y'all not smart. To be able to design and create something and sneak it in a human body where it allows someone to access that person's body remotely. And with that term biohacking, to be able to even orchestrate biohacking, the person who created, designed, coded, implanted should be held accountable for all misuse and abuse of their design and their technology that they snuck in someone else's body at my expense and their profit. So I was entertaining a few things, you know, like I was, this is me brainstorming, so I might trip over my words a little bit, and plus I'm on video. So it's kind of like, I don't know how this will come out, but I was trying to find this old video that I had watched a long time ago. And it was talking about the history of Bluetooth. And yes, I know about the little, I don't know if he was Scandinavian. I'm not really sure, but the person's from a certain era, which his name was Bluetooth. I'm not sure if he was Scandinavian or not, but I know about how Bluetooth got its name. But in that same video, it talked about the U.S. military, and it was like a cartoon. And I watched it years ago, and it talked about why Bluetooth, it talked about the history of Bluetooth, how it got its name, but it talked about why and who was using Bluetooth and its functionalities. And it started, and after they gave you that history of Bluetooth and how it got its name from that man, from, you know, from back in history, they took it to this current era, and it was focused on the U.S. military, and that it was created and designed and used for the U.S. military. And it's a universal, at this point, it's a universal language that is in almost everything that we use now. Except now they're using it inside the human body. That was not in the segment. They weren't talking about using it in the human body. But what they were talking about, they used a cartoon example of a boy who had sneakers on. And he had the Bluetooth in the soles of his sneakers. I saw this years ago, like back in 2018. I thought it was ironic because I seen an NBA star recently, it wasn't recently, I think it was in the last 2 years, he has some type of sneaker that does that. And I said he probably saw the video, because that was one of my videos that I had. Someone deleted my research videos. I had like 30 research videos. Some of them I've been able to find, because I wanted to, some of them I've been able to find, but I always like to back up why I think certain things. So like, and I was taught to do that as, in college, like you can't, like if you have an opinion or you have, an idea or a hypothesis, then you have to prove it. You gotta be able to explain why you think this way. And you have to even try to use peer review articles, meaning peer-reviewed means people who have done prior research that has been accepted by your peers. So it's called peer-reviewed, meaning it's acceptable. So if you have a new opinion, or you have a new thought, or you have a new idea, or you have some new connection, you have to prove it, but it's best to prove it with peer review articles, which is prior research that kind of helps support or back up or help you prove your new idea. And I did that a lot with this biotech and why I think it functions the way it functions. Not why, I know how it functions because I know how it feels. But I had to explain, like, saying how something feels does not tell you how it functions. Okay? It just does. Like, I could say my skin was vibrating, right? Or I should say my body was vibrating. I could say my body was vibrating, but the next question would be how or why. I could say that my skin was getting burned. The next question would be how or why. All these things, I say my fingers get shocked. And when I touch things, I shock things. The next question is how and why. So just saying how something feels is okay. We understand this is how it feels, but how did that happen? Or why did that happen? And so my manuscript tries to answer those questions. And I try to do it in real time when I'm going through things. I talk about how it affected me in my environment, how it affected me physically, how it affected me emotionally, how it affected me socially. So my manuscript is like very detailed and it's in real time and it's very authentic because it tells a story. And then it shows how the process I went through and how I coped or began to not allow the kind of pain that I was inflicted with to affect me in my daily life. Cause I still was a mom. I still had my kids still needed me. I still had to do the same things that everyone else did, but I was feeling a whole lot of things and it was very painful. And it was what I described as chaos. And I had to order that chaos. Humans have an innate need to create order out of chaos. I had to find a way to function both physically, both emotionally, both socially, and also to think through the kind of pain that I was in. So it affected my cognitive development and I had to go on a learning curve. But in order to, when I started explaining all of this stuff that was happening to me, I also started, this is back in 2015, I was doing recordings every day. And then I was also trying to figure out why or how. And I did a lot of research between 2015, when this biotech was put in my body, and 2023 when I published it. But I was working on it for years and I wasn't even done. I did a lot of research. I first wanted to know, why would someone do something like this to me? And I, you know, like, what's the philosophy behind it? What's the, what are they thinking? What's in their head? Like, what are the outcomes? Like, why would someone sneak something in your body that functions this way? And in the process of trying to answer that question, I found a lot of answers. And it's all in my manuscript. But back to the point that I was trying to make about this video that has disappeared. It's no longer anywhere. It's nowhere on the internet. And I don't want to say that it was directly taken off the internet because of me. I don't want to say that. But I want to say that I was thinking through it. I mean, this is like for people that are like mathematicians, people who are really good at, you know, math, physics, you know, like what I'm about to say is not really a big deal. But for me, trying to figure out who is doing this to me with this biotech, being able to trace and track the digital footprint of who is hurting me every day does matter. So there's things about this biotech that I know. One, I know that I'm radioactive in New York City. I'm radioactive in North Carolina. I'm radioactive on the on 76. I'm radioactive anywhere I go in the United States of America. I've been a couple of places in the last several years, and I've been radioactive. Now, apparently they say that Bluetooth technology can only affect you within 500 to 1,000 feet. Like, or not affect you, because they're never assuming that a human has Bluetooth in their body. But they were saying that Bluetooth, as far as like radio waves, only has the capability of 500 to 1,000 feet, right? Okay, so this is what I was thinking. I remember that video from several years ago that has disappeared. And it was a cartoon video, and it was talking about the U.S. military. And they were, the satellite that the U.S. military had was in the sky. And the boy that was walking with the Bluetooth device, it was in the sole of his sneaker. That was more than 500 to 1,000 feet away. Why? Because a mile is, what, 5,000 something feet away, 5,200 or 300 feet away, whatever. I might have the exact number mixed up. So a mile away is 5,000 feet, you know, 5,000 something feet, right? So that means that no one could be affecting me with this biotech, right? This is the assumption, except I'm going to say negate the assumption. The assumption is that whatever is affecting my body right now is within 500 to 1,000 feet from me, who has the biotech in my body. Here's the thing. Whatever is affecting me isn't within 500 to 1,000 feet. Not whoever. Why? Because all Bluetooth devices in your computer, in your cell phone, in your car, every device we have now can be accessed remotely. So whoever may not be within 500 to 1,000 feet. Whatever is within 500 to 1,000 feet. So those are two different elements in a picture that can cause a ripple effect throughout society at any given time, at any given place, by not just what, but who. I don't know who is doing this to me, but I do know what might be very close to me. But the whole thing is, so I was wondering about, what's his name, Altman. I read his article yesterday, and I knew this was coming. I don't even know if that's what he was talking about. He might have been talking about something else. But I think he wants to create another chip, not just another chip, but he wants to create a separate system. I could be wrong about what he wants to do. I might be wrong, and probably if I am, I'll probably see more articles pop up in my pipeline to correct me. But I'm assuming, because Bluetooth isn't everything, and it can be accessed remotely, and it can be used to communicate all kinds of stuff, like Morse code. The easiest thing to understand is sound, and sound comes in many different variations, and sometimes vibrations can be sound. That he most likely wants to create some type of new age Bluetooth technology that is only used specifically in AI devices and can't be accessed by everything and everyone everywhere all at once. That's just my assumption. because of what's biohacking. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, I can connect to everything in my environment. If my end users decided to use it that way, like the Matrix, you know, like they want to know what's going on in the environment. I'm it. I'm that person. But the reverse can happen, which is everything can, the same way as I can connect to everything in my environment, everything can connect to me in my environment, and it makes me vulnerable. And I'm the one that has to walk that balance beam and hold up the fort and ignore or adapt to all these things that I'm feeling because these electromagnetic waves are running through my body all the time at different times when I'm doing different things. And there's no one to protect me or to stop the pain or to do anything. It's like survival of the fittest. It really is. I'm not even trying to be arrogant. It's like do or die. It's like, and the psychology is that you cry less when you know no one's going to come help you up. I mean, you see it even when you raise little kids and they get hurt. Like, they react more when someone is there to say, oh, poor baby. And then they end up reacting a little less if there's no one there to say that. And that's been that way for me psychologically with this biotech. It's like no one knows that my skin is getting burned. No one knows that my body is vibrating, but what they do know is how I react and how I respond in the social setting, which for me is a trap because sometimes someone is hurting me and I always have to respond normally for my own survival. You know, literally it's for my own survival. And I do, because I love myself. I love my children. And I feel like I always say I don't really know how to break. I don't know how to. I want to sometimes, but I just don't know how to. Like it's not in my blood or something. Like, I don't know how to break. I want to though, but I just don't know how, because it's like I think about things logically. And then, I don't know, I feel like maybe it's just God's grace. Maybe he doesn't want me to break. You know, like, God, I always feel like God knows what someone is doing to me. He knows. And I feel like, you know, and I always say they sent pain to destroy me, but pain became my friend. Pain got to know who I was. And then pain said, I'm going to teach you how to ride with me. I'm going to let this shit ricochet. And that's what it's always felt like. Like, they sent pain to like break me, and instead pain taught me and I learned from it and it became my friend, and then it ricocheted. And I feel like and I'm not even trying to be arrogant at all when I say that, but that's kind of what it felt like, because I was just like, I don't know what to do with feeling all of this. It's so extreme. I don't know what to do. And then eventually I started just to do, and I realized I could do, and I'm doing, and now most of the pain, not all of it, is behind me, even though I can feel it and it hurts. But I always say it's not just the pain that bothers me, or it's like one getting over the pain is one thing, but the thing that I still can't get over is the intent. Why are you doing this to me? Like, who is doing this to me? What do you want from me? I'm not your slave. I'm not your whore. I'm not your property. So why are you using a biotech on me this way? Why are you buzzing me out of my bed? The United States is not a plantation. If you want me to move, I need the money from the biotech that you snuck in my body, and then I can move. You don't have to buzz me out of my bed. You don't have to harass me every day. I want to move. My house is falling apart. I owe I have taxes that I have bills to be paid. You know, like when people say it's not about the money, it's not about the money, it's about our freedom. It is definitely, it's always about our freedom. But I don't know where you can live at in the United States without money. Like somebody told me, like the electric company is not, I can't pay them with the electromagnetic waves running through my body. I have to pay them money to keep my electric on. I have to pay money to pay my taxes. I have to pay money to fix my roof. I have to pay money to fix my hot water heater. I have to fix, and it's not just my hot water heater. Someone's like, damn, you can't get a fucking hot water heater? It's not just my hot water heater. It's the, I have, my house is old and I have copper pipes that are in the walls. And in order to get the hot water to run to the bathroom upstairs, which it never did, it only ran to the bathroom downstairs, and that tub is completely destroyed. It has to be ripped out. Like they're like, it's not just changing the hot water heater. It's the piping in the walls, which is contractor work. It's like ripping the walls out, replacing the pipes, getting the hot water to flow, ripping out the tub or recoating the tub because it's tarnished. You know, like, it's more than that. It's not just replacing a hot water heater. You can call Mr. What's his name? Mr. Hot Water Heater, which I've called. I've had Roto-Rooter here. I've had Mr. Water Heater here. But they all have a price for changing out the hot water heater. But the price for actually getting the hot water to run to the bathrooms in my house, they never give me a price. You know why? Because they say my house is old and they don't know what they're going to find when they get into the walls. And I have copper pipes. And they always say, they always give me the price to change the hot water heater. But knowing that the hot water doesn't flow to the bathroom, they're saying that's a whole nother price. And then I get spoon fed tiny bits of money that doesn't do shit. Doesn't do shit. Literally, it might pay one or two bills, and then I don't have any money after that. So I'm getting spoon-fed a little bit of money that doesn't really cover the expense of the things that I need done. But someone was able to hotwire my vagina and be able to remote control my pussy and my rectum with biotech. So I always say, when you question my priorities and what I spend my money on, I question our government's priorities and what you spend your money on. You allowed, you funded, you covered up Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Frederick V. Price, West Penn Hospital, sneaking biotech in a black woman that can basically remotely access my vagina and my rectum, burn my skin, vibrate my body. I shock things. I'm radioactive when I touch things. You spent your money, time, and research doing that to my body, and you didn't spend any money or time caring about the way that me and my kids and the quality and the way that we live. That says a lot to me about your intent. And it's 9 years later, and someone is buzzing me out of my bed every morning. Why? Like, if it's to, I'm going through it. Like, I have this chapter in my manuscript called The Carousel. If it's to go to the doctors, I have many times, and they lie. If it's to report it to the police, I have many times, and they do nothing. If it's to, I need to get a civil rights and a human rights attorney, I've tried many times, and I get turned away and told that I have to have proof that the biotech is in my body. If it's so that I feel trapped and no way out, like when I open up my phone and I look at the movie apps, that always comes up, no way out. If it's so that I kill myself, I'm not going to kill myself. I feel like you're waiting for me to die and you're coveting my radioactive cell tissue. The way that I live, people can show you better than they can tell you. You show me every day by the way I live and the amount of money I have. You show me every day by the fact that I get hurt by the biotech, mocked by the biotech, and then I call the police. I go to the doctors. I've called attorneys, and I get turned away. You're showing me you want my body. But I feel like the whole the hole that you're digging for me to fall in, I'm always praying that the trap that you set for me, y'all end up falling in it yourselves by just deliberately ignoring me, allowing me to get hurt, not telling the truth about the fact that the biotech is in my body. I just hope that that trap that you set for me, that you fall in it. Because I feel like, you know, the one thing that you could have done is pay me restitution, not because you're sorry, because I don't need an apology. I don't think you're sorry. I think you learned a lot from me. And I think that this biotech isn't going anywhere. It's just going to advance. But based on U.S. law, based on human rights, civil rights violations, based on the law, not liking me, not feeling sorry for me, just based simply on the law, the violation of the law, I should have been paid millions of dollars 9 years ago, not for defaming me, not for saying something to me, calling me out of my name, but actually sneaking something in my body. So it's kind of like, this is not like, the biotech in my body is not really about likability. You don't have to like me. And I don't have to be nice when you're burning my skin and vibrating my body and trying to remote control my pussy as though I'm not human. I don't have to be nice. I don't care if you think I'm not nice or you don't like me. And as far as like having friends and not having friends, that comes up a lot. You snuck biotech in my body 9 years ago, which makes me socially awkward. You set me up for sneaking biotech in my body almost 9 years ago. That's like a decade of my life that you've taken from me. And for a good part of it, people thought that I was crazy. Like, my dad was like, why would someone do that to you? Why? He said, that's crazy. He's like, you're crazy. Why would someone sneak something in your body? This is my stepdad told me, said this to me. So I'm like, I always say I'm Orwell 1984. Like, the opposite is true, because he said, you're crazy, or that's crazy. No one would sneak something in your body and do that. But the whole thing is, they did sneak something in my body and did this and didn't tell me, didn't ask permission. I woke up feeling this. And so that also means that I'm not crazy, but instead I'm crazy because no one would sneak something like this. No one would sneak something in your body and do this, but you did. You did. You snuck it in my body. And the whole thing is, because it's been in my body for 9 years, I'm not even afraid of the biotech. I feel like I've overcome most of the things that happens to me. Most, I'm like Lucy. I'm at 98%. There's a few things that I can't shake. There's a lot that I don't want to shake. Like, it's like I can shake it, but I don't want to shake it because I feel like it shouldn't be happening. And I'm not afraid of the biotech. I'm afraid of the way the biotech is used. I'm afraid of who has access. I feel like the biotech can oppress you, but it can also make you privy. It can give you the advantage. My example I use all the time now, is the best way to explain it, is you're the first one in the room. You're the first one in the room that is notified to walk out of the room. You can be the first one in the room to know before everyone else, to walk out the room before it blows up. Or you can be the first one in the room to know to warn everyone else to get out of the room before it blows up. So it's a double-edged sword. It communicates at the speed of light, faster than sound. So the biotech communicates at the speed of light, incognito, faster than the sound that can come out of your mouth. How it's interpreted, how it's communicated, matters in the context in which is the way it's used. If it's cohesive, if it's collaborative, if it's used to communicate, it is the most powerful weapon on the planet. But it can also be used to human traffic. It can be used to oppress. It can be used to do very horrible things. And it can be used to take the whole country and world backwards. It could be used to take away women's rights. You know, like, I want accountability for the way that it's used. I want accountability for who's using it. I want accountability for who has access to it. I don't want to be getting buzzed out of my bed every morning by someone that wants to use it like an overseer or trying to power trip, power play to try to create some confederacy with it. You know, I feel I'm not an ancient mama. I'm a mom. You know, I'm not a drone. I'm not a robot. Whoever's doing this to me, you're not a master. You're not a ventriloquist. And you really don't have any power over me without, like I said, you don't have power over me without my response. Therefore, you can only ask permission. But I feel like now that we know what this biotech is and all the things that it does, I feel like the people that did this to me, they either want my body or they want the biotech back or they want it out of my body. And I just feel like you don't get to decide at this point. The only thing you could do is pay up for violating my human rights and my civil rights under the law, and leave me alone. You know what I mean? If at some point in the future, if I'm needed, you know, to save a life, you know, I will respond. Like, that's kind of how I feel. Like, I'm Eve. Like, you're not, I call myself now an artificially augmented human. That's what I call myself. Like, I said, the LGBTQ in the future, the whole alphabet, it's going to be the whole alphabet on that thing. I said it's going to be like Star Trek and Star Wars. On your passport, they're going to be asking you what kind of human you are. What are your capabilities? You know, because that's important. Like, if you can connect to everything in the room, you know what I'm saying? I said in one of my previous recordings, I said Elon's thing has now given the person the capabilities of manipulating. So not only can I connect to everything in the room, but Elon's thing is a notch up because he has now doubly empowered the person that can connect to everything in the room, the ability to manipulate everything in the room. Now I'm sure they can only manipulate things within a certain parameter or guidelines, but then just think, what if you get someone that says, someone that creates something like this deciding, I want to be able to do the same thing. And I want you to take away all the parameters, like all the safeguards and safety around. Like, think about that. Right now, the end users can use me to connect to everything in the room and decide how they want to manipulate it. But Elon's thing has done the reverse. He's doubly empowered the person that has the biotech to be able to manipulate the things in the room. I incidentally manipulate things in the room when I'm empowered. Y'all try not to empower me that way, because when I start touching stuff, if certain elements within the periodic table are in the things that I'm touching while you're trying to manipulate me, I am now manipulating the things in my environment incidentally, because I have too much power running from me at that point. So, you know, I feel like I don't really need to do these recordings anymore. I've done them over and over again. Like, the stuff that I said in here is nothing new. Like, the people that hacked my stuff are like, yeah, she said all this before. It's in her, you know, it's in her manuscript. She's done like 100,000 recordings. You know, like, if anyone is in doubt that I write that manuscript, please don't doubt. I wrote that manuscript. Those are my words about my perspective about how this feels, and please don't doubt that some of the things in the Oppenheimer movie are my perspective. It was not his perspective. He did not feel electromagnetic waves. It was not running through his body. He did not have that perspective. That is the perspective of a black woman. Even some of the scientists that he mentioned, some of the scientists that he mentioned have to do with psychology. I use those scientists for the psychology of feeling, because it helped me cope with what I was feeling and trying to understand it. He mentioned psychological theorists in his movie. Why would he need to mention that? He's not using it for thinking. He's using it for splitting atoms so it can create a nuclear explosion. Some of the stuff he said were my words from my manuscript. And then whoever wrote it, I said that you were like trying to mock. Like, I feel like you were trying to mock me when you used Pew, who was in Don't Worry, Darling, which was a very good, detailed number two perspective, because it was kind of like the Stepford Wives, but it went a lot further than the Stepford Wives. And Pew, her name was Dr. Warren. Now, they might try to change it now, but her name was Dr. Warren in Don't Worry, Darling. And I feel like Oppenheimer stole words from my manuscript, stole words from my recordings, and then you tried to use Pew. I don't know if you use it as a mock. Like, I'm doing a 50-50. I don't know whether to call you a hero or a social activist, or were you trying to mock me? I feel like part of me feels like it was social activism. Like, I feel like I could be misreading it, but you definitely used her for the sexual intercourse when it came to when he was theorizing about what he was feeling, which in some ways I feel like it's gestalt, because even though this biotech does so many things and it makes you privy and it communicates incognito, the degrading, dehumanizing part is that the love sense, the being able to, love sense works where you have two consenting partners that have sex remotely. The problem with this biotech is it's non-consenting. It's not, you're able to remotely access, configure, and benefit from what happens to my body sexually without my consent. So I felt like it was a mock, but I felt like it was social activism. I felt like you might have been trying to strike the nerves of the people that are using the biotech this way, and you were maybe trying to let them know that you know exactly what they're doing. Because she killed herself after he did that whole thing. She committed suicide. So I felt like it was like a gestalt social activism, indirect way of communicating, once again, you know. And then Don't Worry, Darling, I feel the same way. I definitely, by calling her Dr. Warren at the end of that, and her end up killing her husband for what he did to her, I felt like it was social activism. So the people that make these movies, I think, are like really smart. Like, I just think they're really, really smart. And I feel like ideals can be expanded. And like I said before, that, when you want to have change within society, when you see society changing and you see things coming into society like AI, and how AI is used and biohacking and all these things that are happening now with the technology industry, with the biotechnology industry, you have to expand ideas. It can't just be one person sending a message to the world. It has to be a lot of people interpreting and sending the message. And I definitely feel like Don't Worry, Darling sent a message. Oppenheimer, I feel like I could be misreading you know, because you can be inspired by other people. Like my manuscript and a lot of things in my manuscript, I was inspired based on what I was trying to understand and learn about what was happening to my body. And through that, it allowed me to go into history and look up and learn from other theorists that contemplated certain segments or elements of what has now happened to me. Of course, it wasn't exactly the same because they didn't contemplate having this type of technology in the human body. Everything was external versus internal. So, but you can still take some of those theories that were contemplated externally and apply them internally. When I notice some of my words or my ideas on screen, I don't really get that mad. I'm like literally eating popcorn, like, wow. And just thinking, a lot of times I'm saying thank you. It's like I'm appreciative because I'm like, you understand. And it makes me feel better knowing that other people understand. So I'm not really always that mad about it. I'm never really that mad. I think the issue is when I have to go take a cold shower or I see the water dripping from my roof in the back. I'm like, I think that's the part that I get mad about. Like, you know, turning your pain into profit, it hasn't exactly worked out that way for me. You know, like, people get paid for their words. People get paid for their podcast. People get paid for their manuscripts. And that could pay for some of making my life more comfortable or making my life more comfortable for my children. And it hasn't. And so it's very frustrating. And I think that's what I'm mad about. Actually, I love learning and I love watching and listening to other people's ideas and how they think. I feel like we all can contribute. But I also hope that it's to make life better. You know, I hope that it's to make us freer, not to oppress us, or not to make it okay to oppress us, or not make it okay to treat women a certain way or do things to a woman. So I think sometimes when I do my recordings, and sometimes when I get hurt by whoever's hurting me, it changes the direction of my conversation in a way that's negative. And it doesn't always articulate like my higher thoughts. Like, and again, that's it's your primitive nature. It's your fight back. Like, obviously, if someone's buzzing you out of the bed, you start thinking, you know, who is this person and why are they doing this and what are they trying to get out of you? And it for me as a Black woman, it just takes you back. It really does. It takes you back. It makes you start thinking about how that person must see you, you know, to be able to do that to you. And then the fact is, it's totally devaluing because what are you buzzing me out of my bed for? Like, I literally feel like under U.S. law, I'm a millionaire because my civil rights, my human rights have been violated and biotech was snuck in my body and it was used to hurt me. The thing is, everyone's lying about it, which always is a red flag for, you know, either someone wants a narrative to play out so that they can say that they really were trying to take us backwards. But I always feel like even if they were trying to take us backwards, that narrative doesn't have to play out. It has to be stopped. But it just seems like someone's trying to fully play out the narrative, once again, at my expense and for someone else's benefit or profit. The narrative is unnecessary for that narrative to play out now that you know that the biotech is in my body. What should be happening is accountability and making sure that it's not being misused and abused. And if you want it out of my body, if these are like strong arm tactics to let you scapegoat it, like, you know, because I'm in so much pain or I'm getting mocked all the time, I'm just going to allow a lying ass doctor who won't admit that the biotech is in my body to cut on me, that's not an option for me, because that to me is suicide too. I don't like using the word scared, but I would be scared to let a doctor who won't admit that the biotech is in my body to do anything to me, not even give me a needle. I wouldn't, that just is not something that I would allow to happen. I feel like, so if it's to wear me down and wear me out, I mean, okay. But I just feel like the end results going to a doctor who won't tell the truth is the same as suicide. That to me, that's suicide. I wouldn't do it. I would go to the doctors and hope they tell the truth. I've done that. I've gone to the doctors and given them an opportunity to be honest, and they lie. And when they lie, that's all I need. You're not touching me. You're not going to be cutting me. You're not going to be you're not going to make up some bullshit that's not true, other than this biotech is in your body. And once you say it's in my body, I'm getting an attorney. And Allegheny Health Network is going to pay. And my statute of limitations has not run out. It hasn't even started. You know why? Because I just got bust out of my bed this morning. My leg just got twisted not too long ago. While I was sitting here doing this recording, my right buttocks did this Radio 1 player, like, up my leg. Like, every time the biotech, the statute of limitations starts from the last attack. So, if you were attacked, right, then, and 3 years went by without an attack, then you have run out of your statute of limitations. The biotech that Allegheny Health Network put in my body is still active. I'm still radioactive, and I'm still getting attacked. So my statute of limitations hasn't even started yet. It only starts when it's deactivated, right? From the time that it's deactivated and I'm no longer getting attacked, I'm getting attacked. So I'm not worried about statute of limitations. It's because I'm radioactive. I'm worried about accountability. And at this point, I don't care if we handle it publicly, privately. I feel like my manuscript has done the job. I feel like my recordings have done the job. I feel like at this point, I'm not really afraid of the biotech. I actually want to learn more about the biotech. I want accountability for how the biotech is being used. And every day, I'm learning how to overcome what's happening to me. So that's where I'm at with it. I have to stop this recording because it said I have to. So I have to stop it. Hold on, Maya.